Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu elhamdü fayyûn ve tübü ileyh. Vesel tevbete vel mahfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevâbu rahîm. Vaffennâ ya kerîm, vaffennâ ya kerîm, vaffennâ ya kerîm. Vahfilenâ zifallike ya Rahman ya Rahim. Ya Melik, ya Kudüs, ya Hafız, ya Allah. El-Evveli Allah, El-Ahiri Allah, El-Zahiri Allah, El-Zatini Allah, Hayrihi ve Şerrihi, İnnallahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu ve selamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşferina ya Şefi'el Müzidin. Bi rahmetike ya Erhamer Rahimin. قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ كنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم وسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر صدق الله العظيم. Allah-u Teala says in the Kur'an-ı Kerim, and when Allah said to all the angels to bow in submission to Adam alayhi salam, they all bowed in submission, but Iblis, he refused because he was arrogant, because he was proud. In the Hadith Qudsi, Allah Ta'ala says, Al-Mutakabbir is my name. Whoever amongst men attempts to assume it, I will throw him into hellfire. If Allah permits, and then let me live for another 6 days, inshallah, I will be 90 years old. It's a blessing that he has given me such a long life. And during that long life, in his generosity and kindness, he has permitted me to live many lives in many countries, in many professions. And he permitted me to do things right. And I sinned and did things wrong. Now, since many years, I come here every Friday and I talk to you. My being an old man is not any reason for you to respect me and to listen to me. We have the tradition of respecting and listening to old men. But you see the condition that old person should be a human being. My sheikh used to say, a donkey, when he becomes old, he is nothing more than an old donkey. Now sometimes people ask me, who am I? And I tell them, I am nobody. But today, I will permit myself, hoping that respecting at least my age, that you listen to just one advice. Do not be proud. Do not be arrogant. During his miraj, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the company of Jibril alayhi salam, passed through many palaces made out of gold and jewels in ruins, and he asked, Ya Jibril, whose palaces are those? And Jibril alayhi salam said that these palaces belong to Iblis. Some say he was a jinn. Some say he was an angel. And Jibril alayhi salam said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that in this palace, which is in ruins, Iblis worshipped Allah Ta'ala for 10,000 years. And in the other 50,000 years. And in the other 100,000 years. Jibril alayhi salam said that Iblis at those days were called Haris, the ambitious one. What was he ambitious of? Not us, not two human beings, we are ambitious of money and fame. No. Iblis, then named Haris, was ambitious for the approval of Allah Ta'ala, which he worshipped for tens of thousands of years. And when Allah Ta'ala asked him to prostrate in front of Adam, because he was arrogant. But you see, at least he had reason to be arrogant, because he had worshipped him for tens of thousands of years. But he was guilty of the kind of arrogance which is called ujub. That is the arrogance of one's spiritual state. Because of that, he disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. We are neither jinn nor angel, neither have we worshipped Allah Ta'ala for tens of thousands of years. Yet we are more arrogant than Iblis. do not be proud. Ya ibadallah, do not be arrogant. Because that is the character of the Iblis. Because it's a damnation, it's a curse. It's a deadly sickness worse than cancer. It kills you in this world, and it kills you in the hereafter. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in a hadith he says, do not belittle the mirage of Hazrat Yunus, because it took place in the belly of the whale under the sea, while mine was up in the heavens, the sea. You see, strangely enough, it is in the character of the human being, in all of us, the wish to be high. We want to be taller than others. We are unhappy when we are smaller than others. We want to have a higher position than others. We want to have a higher salary than others. We have to have a higher degree than others. We have to have a higher intelligence than others. We have to have a higher beauty and strength than others. Higher and higher and higher. Nobody wants to be low. Greeks, at the time of Pericles, 1,500 years before Jesus Christ, they built their cities on the top of hills and mountains. And the Romans, and from Romans onward, the whole Western civilization, they built Empire State Buildings and Twin Towers and built their cities on the top of hills. Acropolis is on a hill. Kaaba is in a hole. The Arabs, they build their cities in holes. Some say that it is because of water, that there is more water in the hole. Some say it is horrible to be in a hole in a question of defense of your city. Mecca is in a hole. Medina is in a hole. If you have gone to Morocco, the city of Fez is in a hole. There are mountains all around you. That is the spirit of the Arab, avoiding the high. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my mirage, because it happens high up in heavens, is not any higher than what happened to Yunus alayhi salam in the belly of the whale under the water. One thing which I have learned in that long 90 year old life, ibadallah, when I became rich, I became famous, they say I was a very handsome man when I was young, attractive to women. So I did taste But arrogance what? And I did see the horror dose when Allah Ta'ala blessed me with the understanding who we really are. Granted that we are the best creation of Allah Ta'ala. He says that He has created us as Ahsan Taqwim. But He also immediately says that we have reduced ourselves to Ahsan Taqwim. Today, when we will realize left by ourselves, without the mercy of the one who created us, that we cannot even stay alive for 5 minutes. We are at the mercy of an invisible animal, which we can see, which penetrates us from any hole which he finds in our body, from our nose, from our mouth, from our ears, nay, from the pores of our skin, and kills us. We are at the mercy that inside one of our own cells decides to revolt and want its freedom and becomes cancer, and it kills us. This is the physical part of it. But know, Ibadallah, that Allah does not love the arrogant one. The arrogant one is thrown from the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, like the initial arrogant one, which is the Iblis. I talk to you sincerely. I talk to you in sincerity. I really do not talk to you but to myself, because I am no better than you. You may ask yourself, who is this old man who doesn't even know Arabic, who is no half of the Quran, he is no alim of Hadith. He dares to talk to us, and he even chastises us, he belittles us. Well, if you want to know really who I am, and you will see that I am nothing and nobody, which Allah Ta'ala in His mercy picked me up, pulled me out from the mud. And a couple of years ago, a publisher who knows me insisted that I should write my life story. And in 2012, I wrote this biography, which was published in Turkey, which says an American, a Turk in America. That's me when I was young in the hut. I did it because I felt perhaps it would encourage people who were like me, hopeless, that Allah Ta'ala, if He so wishes, He can pick you up out of the mud and save you from the hellfire. And this book has been translated by our people here, because they were unhappy that they couldn't read it in Turkish. By the way, it won the best biography of the year, this book. So now it is translated into English. If you want to know who is the one who is speaking to you, it's an interesting book to read. It's out there and it costs $7 if you want to buy it, so that you will know who is the one who is speaking to you. It certainly is not written by someone who is arrogant. Ya Rabbi.